John, we'll do a cold open this time.
Okay, we're doing a cold open in a hot place.
Well, yeah, that means wow, what it is like far. This is it's like, everything is sticky. The iPad is like actually sweating.
This is everything I ever hope for is when I'm not working. This is what I live for, humidity. I love it, but not when I'm working.
No, but not in an unconditioned, air-conditioned warehouse.
Yes.
Yeah, you got your little Country Time lemonade there, but...
I got my lemonade in it, and I'll tell you what, it quenches my thirst here a lot.
You know what, man? Things are going crazy, so we're not that well prepared today, but we can get a podcast out of us, the two of us here. But the firework, I'm sure everyone who listens to this has something to do with fireworks, or they love fireworks, and they're probably experiencing the same thing we are.
I was talking to a few people today, and they're like, yeah, I love the podcast. I love the podcast.
Well, good.
Like, see, there's a lot of people coming in the store listening to the podcast, which is very good.
I saw a guy in the parking lot the other morning, like 7 a.m., and he's like, hey, man, I love watching your videos. And I was like, oh, cool. So, but then I gave him a free firework, so you got to put that on my tab.
Yeah, he probably, like, someone told him that if you go out there and just, like, you know,
just butter
blow smoke up your dragon hole, and people just give you whatever you want.
Butter the fat guy up, and he'll give you a free firework. we're getting to 1,000 subscribers, one free firework at a time.
Yeah, exactly. By the time we get there, I'll have $1,000 invested more again. But that's all right, though. Because, you know, it's going for a good cause here. Every time we do a podcast, it makes me happy. It's about friendship, fireworks. You know, what else can you ask for?
And speaking of that, so I know we did the cold open. We usually do a little thing before. So, you know what? I don't know about you, but as far as I'm concerned, 2020 can suck it already, and it's only June, right? Or July 1st, technically. So what I thought I would play to get everybody ready for this is the our best of 2019. I'd love to go back to 2019, wouldn't you?
Oh, I'd love to go back to 2019. All right. But I like this 2020, you know, sales season is pretty good, you know?
Well, yeah, that's going well for you. So, but let's listen to this, and then we'll come back after this.
Do too.
Yeah. It's one of them singers you could always depend on.
Was he cutting your lawn?
But I don't want them from poor people. Because they'll be too depressing.
I find it amazing how I must be the only one that can walk, talk, and work at the same time.
You're the only one?
I think so.
You know, you got Trump on speed dial. Just give him a call. Ring him up and let him know what you're thinking.
I was going to try and get him on this podcast, but it is Saturday morning.
So this could be like Brokeback Star.
Brokeback Pyro.
And if you had the choice, if I said, Ron, would you like to be happy or would you like to be double happy? I would choose double happy. I like to call it cartel night in Cabo San Lucas. Because, you know, Friday and Saturday, the bars are all busy. So I like to call it cartel night. So my new slogan for cartel night is, the drink you turn down may be your last. Stay thirsty, my friend. Gene Simmons vault experience.
Yes,
all, like, I try and get the fireworks to be perfect.
Right.
And then all our duds, we sell the memory.
I'm going to send these to Dino.
You stole my thunder. That was my next point.
Oh, yeah. No. You're going to do 99 cents. I'm going to do 99 cents. We're going to send him 10 a day.
Be like, what the heck is this?
No, I think he would think more about killing himself.
No.
I think so. No. He'd be like, that's right, I'm going to die anyways. Might as well do it today.
No. Well, maybe it would turn the big lug around.
Nate, it might turn the big lug around.
I don't think it's customizable, and I don't have time to actually text Dino, you know, 5 times a day, but...
Yeah, I do.
Okay, then go ahead.
So many skeletons in that closet that they opened up.
You're like a White Walker in Game of Thrones.
But that is...
You're the talent.
Exactly. I'm the movie star. You're the producer.
All right. Do
you want me to get her to say like some sexy stuff to you for next time?
No. I think I just like it as a recording from Casa Star.
Which is today. So yes. I was trying to promote this, but it didn't go anywhere. That's why I'm sitting in your family room recording this podcast.
You know, some rehearsal time. You know, me and you just sitting there and reading this over and over. And a better script, probably.
Yeah, a better script.
I'm not a comedy writer.
Yeah, you're not a journalist like I am.
Probably wouldn't like my Desert Eagle gun then.
No, that coming out of My Little Pony at 80 miles an hour coming right at you.
Cartel night, boom, 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 boom. No color, just mass
color,
just mass murder.
Just,
I like no color, just murder.
But, I mean, I want to know what kind of diet he's on. Four forms of ice cream, a head of lettuce, and a carton of Parliament cigarettes.
And stuff at the end.
We have a death team. Sounds like you've been consulting with my doctors.
Dino got run over by a John Deere.
They didn't know what it was.
We're going to put a new sign up, the transgender column.
There you go. It would just make a ring.
Even doctors make mistakes. I mean, look at Clay. Labradors.
They broke everything.
They break everything.
Both, obviously, the NFA, and they want to. We're going to talk today about the boom tax. Here, I got Louie with his hands in his
pockets. Sky Bacon.
Sky Bacon. We called
him
Sky Bacon.
We named it. We got a new name for him. Louie, I think you should name your boat Sky Bacon.
Oh, that would be so cool.
But it wouldn't matter because we're still not going to be invited.
You know, and you feel so sorry for him. Even the fish is like, I don't know what happened. I can't swim no more. You know,
you talk like a Jewish fish?
A Jewish fish. I don't know what happened, Maury. I'm bent. I don't know what happened.
I was having a commish. Next thing you know, I'm all bent.
I'm bent
where
here.
Where am I going?
You know?
So, yeah, 2019, John. We would love to go back to that. And,
turn me down a little bit. I'm blasting out here. There you go.
Your headphones?
Oh, yeah, there you go. Much better.
2019 could have been 2020.
Well, you know, when you think back at 2019, I'm sure we had some, I'm sure we had the same amount of problems, you know. Instead of COVID, we had, just minor flu. Instead of staying in, for 4 months, we stayed in for a day. So yeah, it's all about the same.
Right.
But you gotta look at. Here's what I always say: everything happens for a reason. And you know, I've been hearing from a lot of people; they're happy that they're getting out, but they also said that, you know, they really enjoyed. You know, like some people said, I go out to eat every night, and now we had to stay home and cook. And you know what? Really enjoyed it. So it was of course, I didn't enjoy it because I like to go out and eat. But there's a lot of people, and at least I don't have any children. So a lot of people said, it was great. We played cards and just did things more of a family, and I think that's great. And I watched a lot of Netflix and stuff. I didn't really, I didn't really enjoy this COVID-19 at all. And I'm glad that Fargo opened up early, and I'm glad I was able to work out here, as I could not work anywhere in Illinois. So I was happy to come out here at the times I did. So that worked out good for me.
Right. So it's a lot of people. That seems to be a theme. I hear about that all the time. It's silver lining, so to speak.
And this is why we're having, I think, a better fireworks season, is because people are going to stay home. They're going to do something in their backyard. They're going to make it as much fun as they can, just like they made this whole quarantine as much fun as they can. So
right.
I think
absolutely.
It's awesome.
So, all right. Yeah, I mean, I agree. It's
not awesome, but I mean, it's
no.
We always like to say every cloud is a silver lining. We seem to find it.
Well, we have to. So no. we have this year. You have no choice but to find it, and it's been a fun year out here so far. But it's just hard to muster the energy sometimes. Like I think I told you earlier, I got an email that I have to attend a video doctor's appointment before I can go back to work with the rest of my coworkers, because we've all been working remotely for the last 90, 120 days, whatever it is. So I just can't imagine how much money the so-called doctors or whatever are going to make from asking me a few questions. I mean, a lot of people just capitalize on this type of stuff.
And you're not going to tell them the truth anyways.
Well, I will. Whatever.
Well, I mean, you only will if you had a lie to get back to work, you would lie.
Well, no, because I would be. They would pay me for staying home.
Yeah,
I would think.
I guess.
But,
yeah.
I mean, you and I know one or two people that claim that they had symptoms and they stayed home and got paid.
So I'm
not that kind of person.
Yeah, exactly right. On the flip side, you would lie to go back to work, and many people will lie to stay off of work.
I think for this thing, I wouldn't lie to go back to work because I just wouldn't want to risk getting other people sick. I mean, there's been times where I've gone to work where I have the sniffles and stuff or whatever, but
yeah.
These days, I wouldn't do that, but it's the amount of information or misinformation that's out there. So, but let's get into fireworks, Sean. Fireworks at home, risks and safer alternatives as sales skyrocket. So we talked about this last episode, as America's turning towards consumer fireworks because obviously the professional fireworks aren't being seen in the town shows. But want to remind anybody that it could be dangerous in the wrong hands. According to the CPSC, last year more than 7,000 people reported injuries related to fireworks around the 4th of July. And this year, sales are way up. So I think it's important. We don't want people to get hurt. Well, it's like maybe now all the light is shining on us, right? So let's do the right thing. And it's a little, you know, starting to not do the right thing so far because there's a lot of people complaining. I think I read a story about a dog so-called dying because of fireworks because he was so, frantic from the fireworks or whatever. But let's keep these numbers way down. Let's use them in the way that which they're attended. So here's the commissioner of the CPSC. She says they are not toys, and so oftentimes we see hands and fingers blown off because people aren't respecting the device they're working with. That's a good point. You have to respect the device, right?
Yes, you have to respect the device almost like anything else. You know, you respect your car, you respect your farm tractor, anything you operate, right. A chainsaw. You have to respect what you're using. And I agree, we really need to be safe because we would love to see sales soar, but accidents go down, just to prove a point to the CPSC that, you know, we're all grown-ups and we can handle fireworks.
Right.
And I think we need to really just play it safe. Don't do anything stupid. If it's, lay it on the ground. You don't have to light it and throw it. I don't care if it's a firecracker. Just why even bother? Why even put yourself through any pain or...
Right.
And I mean, I don't know what kind of devices she's talking about, blow off your hand or your fingers. And most of the time when they talk like that, those are not what you call, how would you say, produced, manufactured fireworks. A lot of times those are homemade devices.
It certainly could be. Yeah, I mean, this doesn't ascertain between one or the other. But, and it could be Class B that people get their hands.
Exactly. But when it comes to reloadables, and especially these big canister shells, put them in a tube. Light them, stand far away, do the right thing. Don't try and hold them and throw them. It just, you could really get hurt and it's not worth it. And you want to enjoy fireworks. You don't want to be in a hospital on the 4th of July, for God's sakes.
God, no. And no. There's one thing for certain. If you use it the right way, you won't get hurt. Just like just anything else, right?
Yeah.
Drive your car the right way, you're not going to get hurt. You swim the right, whatever it is, if you do it the right way, you're not going to get hurt.
No, exactly. Yeah. And but I just want to say, when you mentioned that story about that dog dying, I heard the dog had COVID-19. Just saying.
And he was a member of Black Lives Matter.
He was a black dog and he had COVID-19. What are you going to do?
Okay. So let's read this story a little more. So according to the CPSC, 57% of fireworks-related injuries were burns. People were more likely to hurt their hands and fingers than any other part of their body, which could be caused by holding the fireworks too long after it's ignited. Just what you said, lay it on the ground, run away. Or using their hands as a shield if someone points a firework at someone else. Never point a firework at someone else.
No.
Sparklers should also be used with the same amount of care as other fireworks. That's important. Sometimes people think, oh, it's just a sparkler, but those things get hot.
And you know what? It's usually the older men that just don't. They're, some of them have been married in a long time. They just have no fear of anything in life,
Just keep a bucket of water. These things heat up.
Yeah, keep your hose out. I think the best thing, keep your hose out.
These things heat up to 2,000 degrees and burn someone if you don't put it in water. Yeah. Children should not be using sparklers. The executive director of the APA, Julie Heckman, says, we don't give our children matches to play with, nor do we give them candles. So you really shouldn't give fireworks, Heckman said. Let the adults handle the fireworks and let the children be the spectator. Yeah, and that's a,
very true,
that's a pretty good thing. Yeah, yeah. Let's see. What else does she say? It's also important to purchase your fireworks from a licensed vendor, just like Star Fireworks. Buying from licensed vendors means that the fireworks meet certain safety requirements. I saw a ton of boxes come in the other day with that little sticker on there.
Oh, I thought
of our previous conversation.
And many with the red tape saying that they've been tested. And
I didn't
whatever.
See those.
Oh, yeah. Many come in like that. AFSL.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. A common way to check their consumer fireworks is to see if they're brightly colored packaging. If they're in a brown paper bag, it could indicate illegal. Okay.
It could be drugs, too, in a brown paper bag.
This is true. We don't know what's
those
in that.
Are illegal as well.
Or my lunch when I was in grammar school. Consumer fireworks sales have doubled or tripled in the past month for some retailers.
Wow.
Compared to last year's numbers. So most likely due to the pandemic. We still can't go to the movie theater or any concerts or festivals. Fireworks are affordable family fun. That's a good point. I mean, at the beginning of this year, or like in March, you and I were in Atlanta. We were sitting there talking to Steve and the other gentleman from the NFA. His name escapes me. And Nancy, and we were talking about the effects that this
Kellner fireworks.
Yeah, yeah, yes, yeah. Uh-huh. Kellner. We were talking about the effects this was going to have on everything, and we were so. And you can listen. It was probably four episodes ago, whatever it was, with Nancy Blogin and the one before that. But and we had no idea what was going to happen. Right? You had no idea. You like to think you know what's going to happen. Whoa! There goes the door. You like to think you know what's going to happen, but you don't. But did you, in any of your wildest dreams, did you think you'd be sitting here today on July 1st thinking that we still can't go to movie theaters, there's no sporting events, most people in this country can't even go to a restaurant indoors? I mean, it's really a recipe made for 4th of July. It's like a collision course. It's like the perfect storm.
Yep.
With George Clooney. It's a perfect storm of bad, but it's also great for the fireworks industry. And like I said, the spotlight is on everyone. We should behave accordingly.
Yes, definitely. Yeah. Well, you know, the NFA is always so good about safety and publishing safety, statistics and everything. So it really is, we got to get them down and we got to really maintain our safety during this whole time. And the NFA and all of us here at Star and all of us in the fireworks industry promote that quite a bit, you know.
Yeah. So this article also goes on to give us some alternatives. You want to hear some alternatives to fireworks, John?
Yes.
You can watch.
Well, there are none, but we'll figure it out.
Well, yeah, we'll see. I mean, we don't want the laser disco ball. Remember?
Yeah. No. Yeah.
You can watch Hamilton. You know what this is? It's like a rap thing of the creation of the country, Alexander Hamilton. It's a big thing. So Disney is releasing Hamilton on its streaming service, Disney Plus, on July 3rd. So you can go watch Hamilton. Is that
you were actually, when you were up here, I was downstairs watching Hamilton.
What does that mean?
Well, I was counting $20 bills.
Okay.
So I was watching Hamilton. He was like flying by from one thumb to the next. There goes Hamilton. Yeah.
I don't think that's what the folks at Disney Plus
had
in mind.
Oh, I got you.
Bike ride? There are no bikes available. Did you know that?
I couldn't get a small TV set.
There's a bicycle shortage. Yeah. So
I knew I should have brought those in from China. Son of a gun.
Confetti poppers.
Yep.
A s'mores buffet line. I mean, I don't know. They want us to get fatter than we are now.
Yeah, they want us to get a s'mores buffet line.
That makes no sense.
But they're taking away buffet lines. Yeah. And then there are certain people in the politics that are taking away large Diet Cokes. You can't even get a large drink. But they want to have a s'more buffet line now.
That sounds like the most random thought ever.
Yeah. Is that coming from Carnival Cruise Line? Like, they promote the buffets. I could see that. Yeah.
And then you can have a historical landmarks virtual tour. Well, a virtual tour. Yeah. They want you to basically go on your iPad or on your computer or your TV and eat s'mores.
Once again, they're promoting you sit in the house and get heavy. They're not promoting go outside, light fireworks, have fun.
Right.
Enjoy the outdoors. Get out of that house. You've been cooped up all winter long. Get out. You're not going to get this disease. Just keep fighting. Keep your mask on, whatever you need, and just keep going.
We can't say we're not going to get that.
Yeah, disease. You got to have a positive outlook, you know?
All right.
You can't just run and have fear of everything.
Let's just expound on the safety a little bit more. I went on the NFA website today, and this is NFA tips to celebrate safely. We don't recommend s'mores and videos.
No.
So here's some bullet points that the NFA provides for everyone. Only purchase fireworks from licensed dealers, which we talked about. Obey all laws, including local, regarding where fireworks can be legally fired. Mm-hmm. Responsible adults should be present at all times. You know, that goes without saying.
Yep.
Wear safety glasses.
Oh, yes.
Secure long hair back away from your face. Always wear shoes when lighting fireworks. Some people might have flip-flops on. Yeah, I recommend shoes.
Yeah, I recommend shoes.
This is a big one. Never try to relight a dud.
Yes. I agree.
Carefully read all safety instructions on the label and follow the instructions exactly. Here's one, and maybe you can explain this one. Always block and brace fireworks to minimize the risk of them tipping over. This adds increased safety and is a good additional precaution. So what's block and brace?
Yeah, that's a pretty good important thing. And I even tell people when I'm out on the sales floor with some of these smaller cakes that are kind of tall, they get kind of tippy. You know, like when we were doing a smoking gun, I was not only was I watching, but I was also watching the cake to make sure it wasn't flopping around because it was kind of on an angle. It wasn't really that solid of ground, but it was it was okay. It was solid cake. But there are some small cakes that need to be, I think, blocked and braced. And that basically is, there's a couple of things. You can put a stake in the ground, and some people use like a Velcro wrap, and they just wrap the cake next to the stake in the ground, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's
and
a
that's,
good idea.
That's a real good idea to do.
Nowadays, they got those big, long,
bungee cord or whatever, you know? So you could always put a stake in the ground, just bungee it around there, you know?
Good idea.
And you have to only do it. Really, I recommend it for some of the smaller ones. And you get those big 500-gram cakes. They're not tipping over. They're big, heavy. Square. They're rectangular. They're heavy. They're, you
know. There's a lot of surface.
But when you get those ones that are maybe, 3 inches on the bottom and maybe 5 inches tall, those are the ones that you kind of got to watch. It could get a little tippy, especially as it starts blowing off. The one side of the cake gets lighter, you know, and then it starts bouncing around a little bit.
Right.
So, and a good way to block and brace cakes too is just put them in between two cakes that you shut off already. If you shut off some big ones already,
yeah,
just put, you know, two of them next to it and it'll be fine.
I like your idea of a stake in the ground.
Oh, yeah, that's the easiest one. Yeah. Just
cheap and easy.
Yep. Okay. That's perfect.
Oh, good tip. Use fireworks only outdoors and away from structures. Good hint. Never try to alter a product. Use as directed, right?
Which I've been always saying, do not alter your fireworks. That is the worst thing to do. I've seen it firsthand at, years ago at Mike's graduation party. Somebody put another reloadable on top of one that I was lighting, just threw it in the tube, and no one knew, and then the thing come down and then blew up on the ground. So, you know.
Oh, okay.
But it actually lit up in the air, but by the time the fuse burned, the thing was already on the ground, you know.
Wow,
and,
okay.
And in his case, it went right in it bounced off his father's chest into his car as his dad was shutting the door. Yeah. Back in those days, going in his car to get a pack of cigarettes, he opened the door, thing hit his chest, like, what the heck is this? And then shut the door, and all of a sudden, blew up in his car.
Wow.
Yeah. You talk about
total the car?
It created a lot of them little burn marks. You know, thank God the fire didn't start, though. You know, it was all leather interior. But, and so I know firsthand, don't alter your fireworks.
No,
And that's how craziness happens, though. You would never think that, and we had no idea that someone even did it, you know, because, you know, we have them lined up in the tubes. We had no idea that someone did that.
Right.
But the odds of it coming down, landing, and bouncing off his dad's chest into the car as he was shutting the door, that's just, you know, it's a million to one.
Yeah, well.
But that's how it happens.
Lucky you didn't get hurt.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Only light one item at a time. That's a given. I mean, if if you want to wick them together, or here's a better idea, buy the connector series.
Buy the
only
connector
available
series.
At Star. Absolutely. Explain to me. I've realized working here in the warehouse this year, there's a shortage of wick.
A big shortage of fuse.
Why,
yeah.
A fuse? Why?
They're now not allowing fuse to be shipped on regular firework containers, so it's really been a big issue.
But it's fuse. It's not.
I don't. You know what? They say there's an exposed end, and I just say, okay, well, shrink wrap it in a bag or poly bag it or do something. I mean, and once again, I don't see e-match. I can understand because of even that, if you take a hammer to it, you might ignite it. But the chance of that igniting with a plastic top over in a case, I doubt it. But regular fuse, I cannot see how a fuse is going to light or do anything sitting in a case.
So how are you going to solve the fuse shortage situation?
Oh, there's nothing you can solve it. I mean, we're trying to change some regulations, I guess. But for right now, I don't know what they're doing. But, yeah, it's terrible.
Because a lot of people came in today. They wanted the pink stuff, and we don't have it. And you're almost out of green.
Yeah, well, we have plenty of green because we have rolls in the back, but we don't have any, no yellow.
Is there any local makers of fuse?
There's a few, but most of them, it's always green Visco. I've never found any fast fuse made here.
All right, next, always have a hose or a bucket of water nearby. Yep. Never try to make homemade fireworks. Never throw or point fireworks at other people.
Yes. Never. We should have told that to the people in New York, I think. They were shooting, the protesters were shooting candles. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't think
it's a good, that was a pretty good idea. I mean, you know, if you shoot a Roman candle and then you get shot and then sue for more money. So it works out good.
It works. It's well for him.
Yeah.
You make money, it's not you, it's the consumer.
Yes. It's like, What's the movie we were watching? We did a YouTube video. Put the firecracker up the bullfrog. Well, right, right. Bullfrog's yeah, yeah. butt.
Joe Dirt.
Yeah, Joe Dirt. Yeah, yeah. yeah. You win twice, buddy.
Never hold and light fireworks in your hand unless they are designed to be held. So, and I sold somebody today an Intimidator, which is what you have. It's a big, how many shots is Intimidator?
That's 148
shots. 148
shots.
Basically a big, huge Roman candle, 3 foot Roman candle with a big plastic end on it.
Yeah.
That's made to be held, right?
No, you shouldn't hold anything, really. No? You should never hold anything. No, you should put that just in a bucket.
I told him you want to hold it. Wear an oven mitt.
Yeah, you could hold it. And then, but definitely.
All right.
Better off put in a bucket.
Yeah, remember to protect your pets by putting them in a safe, low-noise area.
Mm-hmm.
And then dispose of your fireworks in metal trash can with a lid. And you should douse them, too, right?
Yeah, now, we had a guy last year, I think it was, he lit off a bunch of fireworks. Threw them away and then dragged a garbage can back in his house, back in his garage.
Okay.
Right over here.
That's probably not a good idea.
Yeah, right over here. And then, because some of these do reignite into flames, not shooting off.
It doesn't blow up, right.
But, it's like a smoldering something. You stir it around a little bit, next thing you know, you got a fire. And that's what this guy did. He dumped it all in the garbage can, then wheeled the garbage can back into his garage and went to sleep. And he woke up to a fire. So,
wow.
Definitely, I mean, if you don't want to hose them down, leave them outside, whatever. I would hose them down. If we get rain, you don't have to worry about that, of course. But certainly wouldn't put them. I would not put the garbage can back in my house. Leave it outside.
Yeah, no, definitely, definitely, yeah. definitely. You don't. You just leave it outside for at least a night or whatever.
Yes.
And make sure it's doused. All right. Okay. So yeah, and if you want any more information, please go to nationalfireworks.com. And you will certainly like them on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff. We love Steve and we love Nancy and all them. And I guess we'll just give them a free plug here. 2020 Fall NFA Expo, Kingsport, Tennessee. Still online. You can go on there and you can register September 8th through the 12th. I'm looking forward to it. I mean, now we haven't been anywhere all year.
No,
basically.
And I think with the, unfortunately, I think with the cancellation of the PGI, which is really a great organization as well, and I was looking forward to it being here in Fargo. But with the cancellation of that, NFA is the next event that all of us pyros can get together and enjoy some fireworks and talk and laugh and enjoy and talk about the season. So yeah, definitely, it's going to be something.
Yeah, but the NFA and the PGI are two completely different things.
Well, they are, but some of the visitors are at both.
So, no, yeah, definitely, yeah. But it's
so
a different.
It'll be good to see both.
It's a whole different thing. It's a different vibe. It's a lot different clientele.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
PGI is more for sales, and it's guys looking to buy stuff and getting wholesale prices and things like that. And NFA is more of it's a
NFA,
real convention.
NFA is really meet and greet the Chinese.
You're right. Yeah. And it's meet the other players locally too. And,
yeah.
I mean, I enjoy the NFA completely.
So. Yeah.
So anyway, and all this talk about safety, John, I've been mulling this over. So for a while, I got a surprise for you. We got a new segment.
Oh, new segment.
You know,
we got
Masterclass. We got Unboxed. We got, I don't know what else we got. I think that's all we got, but we got a bunch of other stuff out there. We got the parody songs. We have a segment now called Pyro or Poser.
Pyro or Poser?
Pyro or Poser.
Or a Poser. Okay.
I was going to name it Pyro or Pinhead, but I think actually Pinhead is a bad thing.
Okay.
Remember back we could call people a Pinhead and it didn't matter, but now I think it's actually a bad thing. So wait, hold on. So it's called Pyro or Poser.
Mm-hmm.
And let's play it. And so what it is you and I are going to watch a short little video from YouTube, and we have to debate whether we think this guy is an actual pyro or if he's just a poser. So
as an imposter?
Well, he's an idiot. He's pretending to be a pyro, but he's doing something stupid that he shouldn't do.
Okay.
So, and it's really, it's very subjective
so
to whatever
you think. Poser's another word for imposter. Or,
yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yes. Exactly.
Oh, I get that, yeah.
Exactly. So, and I hope I'm not having an audio problem. Let's see.
I hope not.
Nope. We even got a little animation there, John.
Oh, yeah.
So it's Pyro or Poser.
Oh, that's nice.
You like that? Yeah. So spend some of that stimulus money that I got from the government.
Yeah, you certainly did. Yeah, that's
so we got this. So now here's what it is. And actually, the first one is coming to us from our good friend Cody B at Cody B Pyrotechnics. So what it is these are going to be basically fireworks fails, right? And we're going to watch them and we're going to see what it is. And I learned something from Cody the other day. He was here. He sent me this. He actually liked the idea of this segment. He can't put fails on his YouTube channel because the people who advertise, they don't want to see fails on there and they think it'll be dangerous. But we're under the radar.
Oh, gotcha.
So he's like, yeah, I can give you a bunch of fails. So what I learned from this one is Cody B said he did something stupid. He put a mortar shell, tube upside down and wanted to see what would happen. And this is what happened. So let's watch Cody B doing something stupid. Okay. And when it's done, you and I are going to vote if he's a pyro or a poser.
All right.
All right, here we go. Here's the video. There's our Cody B. We'll give him a little plug there. That's his YouTube channel.
Nice.
So here we go. Here's the video.
Oh, look at that. What's
it? Oh. Came right back at him. Did you see that?
Wow, yeah.
So watch. I got instant replay in slow motion. Imagine seeing that thing coming at you like that. So, he had it upside down. And he wanted to see what would happen.
Look at that.
What's it? There you go.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, look at that.
Could have been the last video Cody B made. Boy, lucky for him.
So that's the inaugural episode of Pyro or Poser.
Kind of like Houdini when he got, when he drowned in his own bucket. You know what I mean? Same thing.
All right. So what do you think, John? Cody B. I mean, I hate to call him a poser.
No,
so
he's a pyro.
He's a pyro.
But he was doing that on purpose to show other people. So.
Okay. So we'll give him the pyro vote.
He's a pyro there.
All right. Cody B gets a pyro. You like this? You want to do another one?
Yeah, sure.
All right. We'll do another one.
This could have been Cody B's last drink at the cartel night.
All right. So this is episode 2, John. This one I don't like the video here. He's got you throwing a cup at me and you hit me and you bloody me in the head with the cup. Look at that.
Yeah. Why would I do that?
Well, because
that's what you did last night.
I hit you with a skull.
Yeah.
All right, so here he goes.
In the skull with a skull.
So here's video number 2, John.
All right.
Let's see. Pyro or poser? This is a boat.
Yeah, I love it.
There you go. It's a very short one.
It's a very small boat.
A very small boat, so.
And he's doing artillery shells.
Right. All right, knowing what you know about this guy in that short little amount of time, what do you think, John? Pyro or poser? I gotta think this guy was trying to, in my mind, he's a poser. Because he was probably trying to show off for some girls or something.
Yeah.
First of all, you got a little mini open bow boat. It's better than the boat I have. I have none. But who's he trying to impress in this little boat? Now he's sitting there laying on the ground. He's got fireworks between his legs. And he's got no idea what's going on.
No, very foolish. Very foolish. I will say he's a poser.
All right, he's a poser as well. Yeah, look at that. That can't
be
good.
And why ruin your boat?
I know, that can't be good for the scotch guarding, right?
No.
And even if you are scotch guarded, that's not going to help.
No, yeah, that's going to burn right through that,
All right, pyro.
He's probably on a chain of lakes. That's where,
that's
they
where
go.
Stuff like that
yeah,
happens.
That's where they go.
All right, you know what? And this is the last one. We'll do 3 today because this is a new segment. From now on, we'll only do 1. But this is one I think you're really going to like. Pyro or poser. You ready, John?
Yeah.
All right, this is episode 3, John, Pyro Opposer. Tell me what you think of this guy.
Oh. Don't ask it out. Don't ask it out.
Come on, bro. Why you gotta... Come on, bro. Bro!
We're gonna have to edit this one. He uses the N-word a few times.
I swear to God, shoot out at me, I'm gonna kill you. I will kill... Stop pointing out at me, I'll beat your ass.
You know what? You know what's gonna happen, right?
I have no idea.
Oh no, you believe it, bro?
Edit this.
Oh. Bro, the yard is on fire, bro! Bro! I'm gonna kill you!
Look at those nice white shoes!
I'm gonna kill you! Yo!
And he goes inside and lets it.
Bro!
There's fire everywhere. What has he got? Kindling in the yard? What is that?
What kind of lawn is that?
I don't know.
He's going to kill us. Bro, mom is about to
He got a cup of water.
He got a little glass of water.
Oh, it's spreading, spreading.
It's spreading.
It's spreading, bro.
It's spreading.
Oh my God. Yo.
It's,
yo, uno.
She's got a bottle of Perrier.
A bottle of water.
My fault, bro. Tell mom don't hate me.
Oh, my God.
There you go. All right. So our third guy, and we don't know the name, and we don't care to know his name. John, what do you think? Pyro or poser for number three?
I think he's a poser.
Episode three, poser. Well, I mean, he doesn't look like a true pyro. I mean, he doesn't look like any pyro I've ever seen.
He likes pyro, but he's trying to, you know, smoke somebody out with it. Then he drops on the ground, burns the lawn. I mean, obviously doesn't know what he's doing, you know.
All right, one more story, John, and we're going to get out of here because we got to keep them short. Yes. This is a good one. Fireworks stand benefits Harrisburg students. I wanted to give a shout out. Harrisburg, South Dakota. And, John, South Dakota is Mount Rushmore, where Mount Rushmore is, and that big fireworks show is coming up.
I can't wait. You know, I'm so happy that they're doing the fireworks there. The only thing I'm just a little bit afraid of, you know, because Donald Trump's been behind the fireworks from South Dakota. He loves fireworks, always has.
Right.
And a big plus, a big plug out to him, no tariff. So we have to thank him for that.
Uh-huh.
And also getting fireworks back at Mount Rushmore. But I have a feeling, and I'm going to, I want to let President Trump know, you know, on speed dial there, because we talk, I want him to know that I heard a rumor that Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton may be hiding out, trying to start the forest on fire to blame it on Trump. Now, I know you guys don't believe me, but, you know, just like I've said about the Star magazine, all this stuff comes true months later. So I would be on the lookout for Nancy Pelosi and Hillary Clinton. They're trying to start a small little brush fire because, you know, they would love, if a fire started, they would love to say, see, President Trump, that's why we didn't want fireworks in South Dakota. And if it's a big, great thing, the world will love it, and then they'll be really upset. So I really would watch them. Security should watch for Nancy and Hillary because I hear they're teaming up.
I got to say, I was expecting a joke. There's no punchline here?
There's no punchline. No,
come on.
Is,
you always got a punchline.
No, that's Nancy and Hillary. I think they're out. I think they're out there going to be lighting fires.
Do you think the two of them in just like some ninja outfit just stealthily walking around with a flamethrower?
I'm going to alert security because I know that's what they're going to do.
Why do I feel like there's a punchline?
No, I'm worried because the dryness in South Dakota, and I really want to see this work well, and I know I know it will. And there's many things you could do to stop fires, and the stuff they'll be using goes way up in the air, and they'll control it all as always. But I just have a feeling that there's people out there at B that would just love to see a disaster come of this. So that's one more thing they can blame him for.
Yeah.
And it's going to be sad. So I'd be on the lookout for Nancy and Hillary because I think they'll be out there with lighters. I'm just saying.
I think they could both afford to hire someone to do. You think they wouldn't have someone else do their dirty work?
No, the Clintons like to get right down
and
dirty.
I don't think Nancy Pelosi likes getting her hands dirty.
Well, I don't know. If she comes out behind her walls, and she got them mansion walls too, you know. So you got to get out those gates first, Nancy.
That's a good question. Does Nancy Pelosi like getting her hands dirty?
No. If she's not on her jet, she's behind those walls. So, yeah, a big shout out to my good friend, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah, she's great. Okay.
There you go. All right. So anyway, South Dakota, Harrisburg, South Dakota. When you're buying fireworks this year, it's nice to know money raised can actually go to help a good cause. Harrisburg Ace Hardware parking lot. There's a fireworks stand that opened up, and they've raised nearly $50,000 to help Tiger Nation, a booster club for this Harrisburg student. So shout out to them using fireworks for a good cause.
Right? And what's the name of that company?
They just started up a fireworks stand in the Ace Hardware parking lot.
Oh, all right. Sounds
so
good.
It's not a company really per se. It's just they just did it.
Oh, perfect. We'll have to get them on our roster for people we contact for wholesale. Perfect. All righty.
One item bought this year is a $5,000. It's just they're telling what they use the money for.
All right.
Last story, John. Mexico. I know you're a Cabo guy.
Oh my God.
I gotta admit, there's been a dryness, a stealth no stories about Cabo for the longest time. And I know, you know, you and I both love Cabo.
Yes.
And I didn't know if you knew about this. Do you know what the Green Angels are?
Those are the trucks that drive along.
So you do know?
Yes, of course.
Oh, I thought I had like a scoop for you.
No, God, well,
it'll
no.
be a cold day in hell, or it'll be a cold day in Fargo in July when I scoop you, right?
See, there's the craziness in Mexico City right there. My good friend Oscar with his mask on, and see all the people in the background with their mask on. And, you know, Mexico's hunkered down still. I mean, they're all walking around, but they all got their masks on. So, yeah.
It's crazy to me that nobody out here has a mask on.
No, yeah. Well, there's many. I mean, I would have my mask on, but then people would be, you know, just looking at me like I have something wrong. So, you know, that's a bad part.
So anyway, yeah, Green Angels cut back. Michelle Cardenas from San Diego became worried to hear that the Angels, free of charge and National Road Service, might be discontinued in certain parts of Mexico. Her family traveled and they took advantage of this thing. When non-essential traveling into the city to curb the spread of COVID-19 happened, they cut back. So the news reported that the National Road Service used to have 30 liters of gasoline allocated daily. However, given the budget cuts, they only have 10 liters of gasoline available. So their third of their gasoline budget, you know, is two-thirds have been cut.
Now, so 30 liters is what, 10 gallons?
So now they have 10 liters.
Also, I have 3 gallons of gas. Yeah. And that's a big, you know, there's some big stretches. Now, I drove that many times. So I think about the biggest stretch is about 180 miles with no fuel. So, you know, you have to be very careful when you're making that drive to stop at every gas station possible.
Yeah, this lady here said she saw the news report of the government cutting funding for the Green Angels. And June 21st story, so now, and they planned to drive to Cabo, but then when they lift restrictions, but they needed to make an emergency plan if the Green Angels are no longer or if they're cut back. So, you know, they help people when they're locked out of their cars and all this stuff. And honestly, I thought you wouldn't know who the Green Angels
God,
are.
Yeah. I've heard about the Green Angels. I've heard about the Green Angels since I heard about Charlie's Angels. That's how long I've known about the Green Angels.
Two completely different things.
Same thing, though. They're angels.
Same thing. They're angels.
Yes.
Don't mess with my angels. They got halos on. All right. Well, John, it's a short one, but that's all right. We'll get this
good.
Posted.
It's
got
to be 120 degrees up here, so I got to get
it's
downstairs.
Very warm. Yeah. This is if I was wearing a one of those hefty bags, you'd be seeing sweat pouring
out. Oh, my God. I'm all right.
We'll do one more on the 4th, and we're getting close to 100, John.
Perfect. I can't wait.
All right. See you next time.
See you next time. God, is it hot up there?
It is.
I think it's lemonade. Get out of here.